It's 1:09. My next guest is a Melburnian who's just broken a Guinness World Record. At 37, he's become the youngest person to ever climb the highest mountain and highest volcano on each continent. And now he's gearing up for a new extreme challenge. Dan Bull, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
Dan, I'm well. What do you do? You work in IT. You don't picture IT workers generally as being super risk takers.
Perhaps not. Partly, possibly, that's what plays into it. You know, I'm in the office at a desk most of the day, and so every now and again, just looking out through the window, wondering, what there is to explore, and I think just since I was quite young, there was always that drive to for adventure and to reach heights. So from early memories of climbing up trees, and that's kind of led to the climbing.
Did you set out with the intention of climbing the seven summits and seven volcanoes when you first began climbing, or was that something that sort of you were halfway through them all and went, I might just do the whole lot?
Exactly. It was more of the latter. So childhood memories of seeing footage of Everest on TV, sitting in the lounge room, and so that was always the goal. And so I think when I reached the highest point on the planet, i.e. Everest, I figured, I could continue and also realize there was a record there to be broken. So that was a big part of the drive to be the first Aussie and the youngest person.
What about the dangers along the way? Have you had any near misses?
Been a few, yeah. A few early on when I was not so experienced. Also a few more recently. And possibly Everest was quite a big one where I summited but was on the descent. And I remember reading the statistics that most accidents or deaths happen on the way down. So I was quite exhausted and just needed a break to sit down. But that can actually lead to never getting up again. And I remember looking for the lessons from someone else sitting next to me in a very similar position. And then looked a little closer and realized that they were actually dead and had been sitting there for probably a few years and were covered in a layer of ice. And that kind of hit home and basically shook me into getting up and then just pretty much not running but moving pretty quickly down the hill to safety.
More descents, more deaths in the descent. Is that because you've... is that just a human reaction thing that you perhaps relax slightly, or what's the theory behind it?
Yeah, I think there's probably that mental aspect, but also physical. I think to reach the summit of Everest and also the summit of the higher points of each of the continents takes a huge amount of mental and physical strength, and so you've almost got to push past everything that your body's telling you. It's screaming at you to turn back and get some richer oxygen lower down on the mountain, and so you've got to push past that to reach the top. And so that on the way down, you've spent all of your reserves and you're running on empty. And then of course you're facing away from the mountain going down. You know, where it's going up, you're looking at each obstacle as you approach it.
The most beautiful part of this story is that your final climb was Mount Kosciuszko. You did it with your family, including, get ready for this, a 99-year-old Nan and your dad, who'd recently had a hip replacement. How did they go on the climb? And it's pretty obvious from that there's adventure in the blood, in your genes.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, actually, my mum was suffering from hip problems as well, and my sister joined, who was sick at the time. But they were all pumped at the opportunity to join me, and they've always supported me along the way. It was pretty special saving Kosciuszko for last, which is our local, our highest mountain, and for them to join me. And yeah, I think pretty impressed. I know Nana's being always up for a challenge, so I guess for me it wasn't too surprising, but a lot of people are impressed by that, and the fact that, she's 99, she's still driving, lives by herself, still cooks, mean meal, and yeah, it was great to have her up there with us.
Not only that, climbs mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pretty incredible CV. Dan, what's the next one? What's the next challenge for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, people always ask what's next, and I've been wondering that as I was approaching the end of this challenge myself. And actually, on my most recent big climb before Kosciuszko, I climbed the highest volcano in the world, which is on the Chilean-Argentinian border in South America, in the Andes. And I spotted what is now known to be as the highest lake in the world. And the plan is actually to head back and go for a swim. And in doing so, we'll hopefully break the highest altitude swim world record.
How cold is this lake?
Cold, very cold. So I think the bay here, Port Phillip Bay in Melbourne, can get down to maybe 10, 12 degrees in winter. I think this will be possibly another 10 or more degrees colder. So we're talking around one or 2 degrees potentially colder. So
how far have you got to swim?
Not very long, thankfully. I need to be in there for a matter of minutes. But my goal is to actually swim a full length of the lake. So we're talking about 100 metres potentially longer, but we'll see how we go. So, you know, I haven't physically experienced those temperatures before. I've been practicing by taking ice baths in the evening, and I've managed to get down to 5 degrees, which I can tell you is pretty intense. So, but I hear that each degree colder in that range is exponential in terms of the impact. So,
Dan, who goes with you to keep you safe? Who's going to be sitting on the banks to just check you're okay?
That's a great question. I've actually tried to get some cousins and friends on board, but so far, no takers. Apparently, it's a bit extreme. So I will have local support in terms of South American, but so far it's going to be a small group. Each of us, focusing on our areas of expertise and me getting in the water. So,
will there always be for Dan Bull another challenge, something to come? Is it something you have to do?
You know what? Thinking about the swim and how extreme it's going to be, I'm already looking forward to being back here at sea level in Australia. Looking at water that's for once not snow or ice or frozen. So we'll see. I don't want to look too far in the future. Just focus on the upcoming challenge for now.
Well, great to chat to you. Good luck with when is the swim happening? Good luck with it.
Yeah, hopefully in the next few months, but it really depends on conditions. So we don't want to push against nature. We want to try and work with it. And we're really just waiting to see, when that otherwise frozen lake eases up a little bit.
Well, congratulations to you. Interesting life, and fantastic that you climbed Kosciuszko with your nan, who's 99.
Yeah.
That is a very special thing. Dan Bull,
thank
you.
Dennis.